Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and a little notify bell next to it on YouTube. We're also available, like I said, wherever fine podcasts can be found, including CastBox. We now have a partnership with CastBox. We ask you to check it out. It's a really clean, wonderful podcast app.
It is.
And if you're on CastBox, be sure to leave a comment.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. I go That'd through be great. And I read the comments.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. We get a lot of good comments.
We do.
Anyways, we're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. Man, our Patreon's been blowing up lately, man. We got 77 people watching this right now. Hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Of course, we chatted with them for about 20 minutes in the pre-show. We'll do the same thing in the post-show. That's $5 a month and get all our recaps as live streams when they happen live. And you get pre-shows, post-shows, a lot of fun. This is the last week in office, in this office. We're not going to be like in an alley or something.
Yeah.
We're going to be in our new office.
Yeah, we got kicked out of here. We have no office now.
Lacey said, enough of this crap.
Yeah.
You guys are doing well enough. Pony up for an office, you freaking creeps. Anyways, she called you a creep, not me. Bama loved, by the way, those little Jerry shirts, those little magnets that she of your face.
Oh, I saw they were on the refrigerator out there.
I keep on putting them on the picture of
that.
Me as a kid.
I saw
but
that.
But then Bama insists on just bringing them down and she plays with them.
Mm-hmm.
She's fascinated by you. It's weird. I don't know what you ever did. Anyways, we're also available at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. Larson, I think there's going to be a sale coming up.
Yeah, I just went to Pro Wrestling Tees and they're advertising it.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for the email on that. When is it going down? Tell the people.
Thursday.
It's happening Thursday. Do we
Fifth.
Know when is it going to end?
No, I didn't read that far.
All right, I'm going to take a look
Here,
at it
Here, watch.
Now.
It'll pop up. Oh, it didn't.
Shawn Michaels is on Pro Wrestling
Tees.
Oh,
it popped
too.
Up. If I went to HBK's store and the ad popped up.
Oh, interesting.
Here, I'll do it again.
Maybe if I go to Shawn Michaels' store, it'll pop up. It did not pop up. No.
Here, I clicked on one of the designs and it popped up for me. Let's see if it does it again. Maybe I was set information I wasn't supposed to, or I imagined it.
Oh wow, maybe you imagined it.
But I'm pretty sure it popped up.
Anyways, so Larson's imagination seems to think that it's happening on Thursday.
Yeah, I swore that popped up. That's weird.
So we've got these two new designs. By the way, I've been trying to put up new designs. For some reason, I'm locked out of doing new designs.
Maybe we've reached our limit. Maybe we need to take a couple down.
I thought they were going to change at the beginning of the year. But these are great. I find it funny. Look at the golden.
Look at, there it is. See, I wasn't imagining it. Thursday through Monday.
Awesome. Very 20% good.
20% off promo code.
So you
Mania.
Can get these 20% off. So don't buy them now.
Wait till Thursday.
I'd wanted to get the new logo shirt up too because we got a new logo coming
well,
up.
Well, here, let's decide what we can get rid of. We can get rid of Shower Me with Gold, right?
Okay, but is it because we have too many shirts?
Well, I mean, maybe.
I don't think that's going to unlock anything. I can email somebody. Anyways. Yeah, so we've got all sorts of great shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/ going in raw.
Get rid of Shower Me with Gold in your Haas.
Yeah, that's cool. Don't buy them now.
Don't buy them now.
Nope. Wait till Thursday, 20% off. Wait till we say. All right, we'll tweet out a thing at Real Going In Raw.
Yeah.
Anyways, those are our plugs. Let's talk about Raw.
All right.
What you seen? It was good. It was a good Raw.
I couldn't really get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maybe part of it is because I was watching it more or less real time. I didn't wait and fast forward through commercials, and so it dragged. And it didn't get off on the best of foots. And granted, the content,
feet.
The content of the opening segment wasn't terrible. It just was too reminiscent of the 20-minute authority promos that began Raw's, you know, a couple years back. And just 20 minutes of a discussion panel,
mm-hmm.
you know, is not the most engrossing way
mm-hmm.
to start an episode of any wrestling program.
Evidently, I was in a better mood than you because I thought right now I did actually get to fast forward through all the commercials. I showed up last night. I didn't show up. I turned on last night around 9:30. I always like to see like how good I am at fast forwarding commercials because I start at like 9:30 and then I'm able to close it out live. Usually.
Yeah.
Last night, I fired up. I like that they went directly into the segment. There was no recap. which is kind of surprising.
But then there's a bunch of recaps throughout the show, too.
To WrestleMania. Yeah, I know. But that's normal. I mean, we're on the, this is the go-home to WrestleMania. I like they did a recap during the Balor-Rollins match for Nakamura Styles.
I know.
That was just weird.
It was weird because the Balor-Rollins match was great.
Oh, no. It was amazing. It was fantastic.
That was the highlight of the show for me by far.
So I like this. I'm always sort of on edge with Ronda Rousey because I never know if she's going to deliver her lines okay.
Well, the line she did about asking Steph which hand she writes
good.
With, that was good.
That
like
was
I said,
good.
The content, I think if it wasn't moderated by, it was too structured. Like
yeah.
He's going to take social media questions and stuff like that. I don't know, I felt too, it's like, normally they would do a contract signing in this
yeah.
instance, but they're like, let's not do that. Let's do something even more formal and structured. Let's do a discussion panel hosted
QA.
By Jonathan Coachman.
A QA.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It didn't feel organic to me. There could have been better ways of doing it.
Oh, I don't know. I like, because here's my thing. It to me, it would have been better than a contract signing because we already had a contract signing.
Yeah, I'm not saying they should have done a contract signing.
And then just them in the ring together milling about for like virtually no reason, like promo. That would, so I kind of liked the idea, and you needed the table out there for the table spot, which I thought was good. It was kind of, it was a little janky. But
actually, I had an idea last night of how, about an idea of how to do it differently, and then I promptly forgot
well, let's
it
hear
this morning.
It.
No, I forgot this morning.
Okay. Did it involve go-karts? Were you watching some clips from DDT Pro?
Little bicycles.
Little bicycles.
They would have the segment on a 3-foot by 3-foot barge in the middle of a pond with a production assistant holding it steady in the water.
Well, it's a shame this isn't DDT Pro. So before they get to their social media questions, Triple H asks Kurt Angle,
why did he try to ruin Rousey's contract signing?
Yeah. Why are you?
And then Rousey fired back. Why were you being so two-faced about this whole thing?
Why did you sign me with ulterior motives?
Yeah.
And so there was a bit of a back and forth there. Things got a little heated. Stephanie got on the mic. She dropped the word authority. You know, everybody in the back is going to respect our authority. It's like, okay, we get it. You're the authority. We know. That's not a pleasant memory for the most part.
No.
It's not a pleasant memory. You don't need to bring it up again.
It's the wrong kind of heat you're trying to get there, Steph.
Exactly. So then they go into the questions, and I even forget what... Oh, one of those was like, should you and Triple H... win?
How is it
going to
shape the WWE going forward? And then Stephanie talked about, you know, like... rebuilding Rousey up after her loss at
Mania.
After
her loss, yeah. Doesn't really make any sense.
And then someone, they asked Kurt about what it's like to partner with Rousey, and he talked about being the baddest woman on the planet.
Hey, you know, they've done their job, I feel, though, because Rousey got a good ovation. Like she was getting the Ronda Rousey chance.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I'm not going to say she's like hit it out of the park, necessarily,
but she's done what she needed.
But
she's done what she needed to do.
She's met expectations, and I think to a degree she's beat expectations a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So far so good. So then they do, and I don't know. I thought it was great because Coachman's not great at like a lot of stuff, but Coachman was good at this. I think he was good at this.
Yeah,
they did their like, okay, let's take some formal camera. Let's take some pictures now. It looks like we're having some stream issues.
We are having some stream issues.
Well, we'll get to that later. We'll figure it out later.
Right over there.
Ronda Rousey was, Coachman said, we're going to do our formal picture taking thing now.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. And so
he said, we're going to do that. We're not going to do it like a boxing or UFCing. We're going to do it classy, I think he said.
Yeah, exactly. He says, we're going to be classy about it. That's how we do things in WWE. I thought that was good. That was a cute little way
of funny.
Putting it.
Yeah. And then they just kind of pose like you would at any other photo op.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And so you have Triple H and Angle just kind of, you know, like face-to-face in profile.
And they shake hands.
Yeah, and then Ronda refuses to shake Stephanie's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start trash-talking.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H takes that opportunity to go and grab a mic.
Yeah.
Hits Kurt Angle in the back of the head with it. Kurt topples out of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda turns around and grabs Triple H by the throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Steph picks Rousey up, dumps her through a table.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought it was good. I thought that Stephanie kind of... moseyed up to, if you guys are having stream problems, hit refresh because
it
looks like it's
it's been
good on mine. So, Stephanie kind of moseyed I really like when Ronda Rousey was like choking Triple H.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. And then Steph kind of moseys up to her
Like, there's kind of a weird lack of urgency there. She kind of like saddled up to her and then delivered her whatever
suplex type deal.
I don't know. I thought that was good. I thought it was a good segment. Thought it was a fun way to start. Like I said,
the content wasn't bad. I thought just the form of it left a little bit to be desired in my book.
Next up, we had Bayley versus Sonya Deville.
They gave this match a lot of time.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
I liked the first two segments of Raw. It took about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Sonya Deville, I'm glad that they're kind of in lieu of Mandy Rose, or if you had to pick one in terms of like who you're going to push a little bit more than the other in terms of in-ring ability, I feel like Sonya Deville's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they've been doing that. Mm-hmm. I really like her in-ring work.
Yeah, same here.
I think she has a lot of potential. So it'll be interesting to see where they go with this. I mean, they're not having a single, Bayley and Sasha aren't having a singles match.
Yeah.
So,
well, they will the pay-per-view after Mania.
Yeah, they're going to be the focal point of, I think, the women's WrestleMania Rumble.
Yeah.
So anyways, we had Bayley versus Sonya Deville. Like you said, they gave this a lot of time. Decent match. Bayley was fairly aggressive in it. I like to see that.
Yeah.
She ended up winning, though, with a roll-up. After which Absolution attacked. Sasha Banks made the save. This is 1 week after they had their little locker room violent spat.
Yeah, Sasha ran in, made the save, and then she gets up in Bayley's face and says, raise my hand.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Raise my hand. Yeah. I helped you. Raise my hand, like Sasha had won the match or something.
Yeah.
And they start going back and forth. They start brawling.
Mm-hmm.
Absolution takes that opportunity, gets back in the ring, attacks them again.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, yeah, I do think that this is kind of, I mean, it might be a swerve situation where they eliminate each other and let Becky Lynch. But you mentioned this with the Royal Rumble with Shinsuke Nakamura. You felt like he didn't have the momentum required to sort of be an exciting choice to win that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like the same here. I feel with Becky, with anybody on SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
I feel like nobody really has the proper momentum. Like Becky Lynch, she's had a couple wins.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been in any stories at all.
No. Well, no, she has been with the Riot Squad for the last 6 months.
Tangentially. She's not the... Charlotte was the focus of that because it ended up being Charlotte versus Ruby Riot.
Prior to that, it was... Well, I mean, prior to that little brief mini-feud between Charlotte and Ruby Riot, it was Becky, Charlotte, Naomi against the Riot Squad. They had how many six-woman tag matches over the course of the last 4 months?
It's not a Becky-centric story, though, is it?
No, but she's involved in a storyline. She was the first person the Riot Squad beat down backstage.
Yeah. But there, I mean,
and now she's still involved in fighting off the Riot Squad. She has been the last few weeks.
But it's the leftovers of the Charlotte thing. And now the only reason they're fighting is to show, hey, who has the momentum going into the
yeah, I still think women's Becky's, Rumble. I think Becky's my pick.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. I mean, it could.
That could be winning the Battle Royal. It could be the kickstart for some sort of momentum, especially if Asuka comes to SmackDown. She's going to need opponents after Asuka and Charlotte have a
It'd
rematch.
Be great.
Becky versus Asuka.
Becky wins, and then she starts. Her storyline is that should have given her opportunities, and she's getting none. And then she continues to get no opportunities because that's the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Pretty much.
That's what they did with Mojo.
Yeah.
You know? Baron ended up winning the I love that they've gone all in on this match will jumpstart careers. Well, why are all the winners still in it except for Cesaro?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but
they really need to follow through on that if that's kind of could be the catchphrase for it.
I feel like, I mean, I don't know, I feel like the Sasha Bayley thing is a pretty hot thing right now.
Yeah, but they can do something where they eliminate each other or something like that, or they cause each other's eliminations that might actually up the ante on their story versus having one of them win it. Say Bayley eliminates Sasha. Sasha's upset about it, pulls Bayley or
causes her to get eliminated.
Yeah.
They could totally do that.
And
they
actually
might
see that as a more likely outcome than either of them winning it.
And here's the thing too, is that, so this, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm projecting because this is how I feel, but I really want something good for Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And her winning this would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people feel the same way. I feel like a lot of people would be like disappointed if she loses, if she gets eliminated, and then Sasha or Bayley, who are already hot and don't need the win.
No, they don't.
However, I could totally see them thinking, see Vince or whoever's booking this thing, thinking, hey, this is our hot story. We're going to use it. We're going to use the Women's Rumble to further advance the story. I could see them going that way, too.
They could do that without having either win it, too.
Yeah, they could. I'm just saying this is me speculating on how they usually do things. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins.
Man, this was great.
with Miz on commentary.
Again, great.
At times I had to mute it.
Really?
I wanted to. I didn't actually. But I just, him talking about being a dad, I was like, my God, man, everybody does this stuff. You know, I need to hear talking about it. I did think it was amusing how he essentially was trying to get across the idea that he's going to have a face turn via becoming a dad,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was... Mm-hmm. was
no, I thought that was pretty funny,
I thought it was unique because it's going to be amazing when he just goes all out heel at Mania.
Yeah.
The Miz is great, but like it was so overboard. I was like, all right, man. When he started talking about like people peeing and pooing on him, what did he say? The WWE Universe has been peeing and pooing on him for all this time.
Years.
Yeah. And he's finally, he's really happy to care about somebody who pees and poos on him, which could be taken in a completely different way. Stellar match, though.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Completely
this,
stellar
this
match.
This could have been a WrestleMania quality match, and it would have been on the short list, or might even be on the short list for a match of the year because it was that good. It was, in a lot of ways, reminiscent of a New Japan match between people who've wrestled each other a lot. Not quite as hard-hitting. But in terms of how they book matches in New Japan where people are longtime rivals,
mm-hmm.
where they know each other's moves, their tendencies, and they know, they anticipate their moves, and they reverse them. There's a lot of, especially towards the end, a lot of reversals. Reversal of a coup de grace, reversal of a curb stomp, and all sorts of stuff. Several reversals of sling blades.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of good back and forth. The pace was great.
It's a really long match, too.
Yeah, long match. Pace never let up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
Yeah, and Rollins ended up getting the win with the stomp. He got off a knee when his
that cool knee.
That cool knee on Balor, who kicked out of it, which was cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of kickouts, lots of near falls. And like you said, you know, that was the story. You know, these two know each other move for move.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I don't know, I thought this was up there. I mean, you never know what they're gonna do. We've watched some Prince Devitt matches in New Japan. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't do a whole lot different. I wonder if that's something that they ever pay attention to or ever consider. Does this guy in New Japan that we like, does he rely on moves that we're not going to be cool with? I mean, I'm not saying there's a whole lot of them, you know?
I mean, especially in his case, no.
Especially no, and I'm saying with Finn Balor, talk about made for the WWE.
Yeah,
because when you go back and look at Prince Devitt matches, it's really not that much of a difference than what you see now.
The match last night, I thought, featured a lot more mat based chain wrestling than we've seen from Finn in a long time, ever,
and a lot more aggression. Mm. I mean, he's been more aggressive lately.
Yeah, since he's been smiling a lot.
Yeah, but there was a lot more aggression in the ring in the match, and I really like that. But yeah, I don't know. Just something I'm curious if they go, what do they base their?
I mean, if a competitor's on. Like repertoire is focused around Canadian destroyers and variants, then they might be a bit hesitant
to
sign that person.
Like, how would they ever try to sign Petey Williams?
Yeah,
that's literally his thing.
Yeah,
he's like associated with it. So I don't know. Anyways,
yeah, Rollins wins with the stomp, so that's pretty much taking him out of contention to win that IC title.
So does the math, let's analyze the math here. This seems to be Finn Balor picking up this IC title,
seems to be the
right?
Case. Yes. I would think so.
I don't want to get my hopes too high because deep down in my heart of hearts, that's what I want.
Well, that's what I want too, but I feel like it's either Finn or The Miz.
So you're saying Seth is like, what are their percentages in your head?
I think Finn is probably 45.
Okay.
Miz is 30,
mm-hmm.
and so Seth is 25.
Wait, what'd you give Finn?
45.
45, wow.
Miz 30, Seth 25.
I'm going to do this, man. I'm going to say Finn is 70%. And all of right, course, there's no right. way to quantify any of this.
No.
Or qualify it, any of it, rather. I'm going to say he's 70, and the other two are split in 15. Because here's the thing... How do you think, okay, so Miz on commentary doing this dad thing, right? How do you, is that going to play out? Let me ask you this. Is that going to play out with him actually trying to be a better person and not knowing how and just reverting to his old ways, getting frustrated with trying to be a good person?
Oh, I don't know.
Or is it just a big ruse, the entire thing?
I would think it'd be a massive ruse.
I would love for it to be the other way.
Oh, that'd be more interesting.
Like, he tries to be a good sport guy. It's just funny they bring this up in the go home.
Oh, I know.
I would love for it to him. He tries to be the good guy and he loses his title and realizes that, you know what?
He can't do that.
That ain't going to work.
Or he tries to be the good guy and he's in a position where if he makes the right choice, that could lead to possible defeat. If he chooses the wrong path,
guaranteed
victory.
Yeah.
And he loves that belt so much that he chooses the easier path.
Interesting angle to keep an eye on for Mania.
Yeah, definitely.
Paul Heyman's backstage and milling about on his phone. Kurt Angle walks up to him and says,
"Don't cause no trouble tonight. I don't want anybody getting hurt.
Tranquilo."
So that I'm already losing one Mania match, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose another one.
And he tells him, he says, "Don't say anything that's going to cause Roman to hurt Brock."
And he laughs at
Kurt And pretty Angle. Much everybody laughs because that's ridiculous. There's been no evidence that Roman can do that.
We'll have to wait till Mania to see that.
Yeah, pretty much. He laughs at him and says, "I take your meaning. That's fine."
He says, "I'll do nothing but praise my client's opponent at WrestleMania."
Yeah. Next up, Thebar come down. They drop a promo talking about Braun's partner for WrestleMania. We still don't know who it is. Braun comes out.
He says, "I have a partner. If you want to meet my partner, then you have to guarantee that he'll have a match against one of you right now."
Yeah.
And then Sheamus says, "All right, fine."
Yeah, they're like, "Doesn't matter who it is," you know, and everybody's all confused about it.
And then Braun says, "Well, I'm going to warn you, we're a lot alike."
Yeah. So out comes Braun Strowman.
Yes, Braun with glasses and what looks to be like some approximation of like a lab coat.
Well, that wasn't revealed until later. Corey Graves is a national treasure at this point. He said, "Where did Braun find this guy?"
And then he took off the glass and he goes, "Oh, it's Braun Strowman.
Oh my God, it's Braun Strowman." So that was awesome. Anyways, Braun Strowman took on Cesaro.
Oh, he's supposed to. The match never happened. They just brawled.
But Braun was booked super strong here. Yeah, they were both beating him down and he just shoved him away.
He ate a bro kick.
Yeah, he literally just ate a bro kick and did nothing to him, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I think he went down to one knee and that was it.
Yeah.
It looks like we're not going to find out till Mania.
He's really going to have a partner.
I don't want any leaks, man.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't want any leaks. Well, one possible partner was eliminated tonight, though. And that was Curt Hawkins.
Yeah.
That happened later. Next up was a Goldust promo talking about the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. He quoted the Princess Bride and one of Andre's lines, said he wants to win it. Then we got a Woken Matt Hardy promo responding to Goldust's promo, saying that he's going to win it, and tonight you're going to be deleted, which led directly to a match between Woken Matt and Goldust.
No shocker, Matt won with a twist of fate.
Yeah, man. Trending for 3 hours will get you some wins.
Yeah, and then he goes out to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal Trophy and starts yelling, "Procure!"
Yeah. So let me ask you something.
All right.
Bray Wyatt's going to show up at this thing. Is he going to help Matt win it?
I don't know.
It'd be interesting.
That's really the question.
Yeah. Kind of feel like yes.
Could be. Or no.
I feel like, because who else is going to win this thing? No,
Kane.
It doesn't matter. None of it matters.
I'm picking Kane.
You're picking Kane?
Yeah.
I would love it if that would be great, or Matt would be great, because they're billing it as this can jumpstart somebody's career.
Oh, I know.
And both these guys' careers are basically.
Well, it could jumpstart Kane's political career.
There you go.
Which
there
is my go. Entire rationale for picking Kane.
That's a horrible pick.
You say that now, but when he wins.
Hold on a second.
What?
So they already said that there's going to be some NXT women in the Women's Rumble. Are there going to be any NXT? Where's Cassius needs to be in that damn Rumble?
That'd be great, yeah. Well, last year, Killian Dane was in it.
Yes, that's right.
And Hideo Itami was in the
one. Oh, you know who's 31. You know who's going to be this year then? It's going to be Lars.
Maybe.
Got to be Lars.
Unless they're worried about him looking bad getting eliminated.
They didn't worry about Killian Dane getting eliminated.
I know.
So.
But they're booking Lars way different than they ever booked Killian Dane. Killian Dane's lost plenty.
Yeah, but Lars
and
needs.
He's probably going to lose to Lars Sullivan. Not this week, but in a couple weeks.
You know, this week's going to be a big scrum, huh?
Yep.
All right. Next up, we had a really cringy Alexa Bliss, Mickey James iPhone promo.
This was not good.
Yeah. So I read Nia Jax defending the whole angle, saying that in this day and age, with cyberbullying being the way it is, people wanting to, you know, people standing up to bullies, if you will.
Yeah.
She said this is kind of an important thing, angle to do, to produce.
Well, then that means she's got to win at Mania.
Yeah, I know. Because I was thinking that too. She needs to win at Mania for that really to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it because, like,
no, I understand her point. I don't know.
Well, okay. Before you say anything, this is my thing, because I don't know. Like, I see it and I'm like, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that just means they're doing a good job. But then, like, I actively have tried to look at other responses on Twitter.
Yeah.
From people who are fans of the product who might identify a bit more closely to the angle. And by and large, it's a negative response. Mm-hmm. A lot of people mm-hmm. really, I haven't seen anybody say, oh, you know what? I kind of identify with Nia Jax in that respect. And I'm totally cool with this because she's going to come out on top. I haven't seen anybody say that.
Yeah.
Mostly it's like, this is in poor taste. And it's kind of a bummer that now I have to see it in the WWE
yeah.
where WWE should be like escapism and identifying with people who, you know, are overcoming the odds as opposed to just being picked on. Like I got picked on,
yeah.
you know, something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. So I don't know. I kind of err towards the side of people who are, you know, have more of a personal connection to it. And,
yeah.
and by and large, what I've seen has been negative.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand.
I can kind of hop on that.
I understand
too.
Why Nia would take to social media to make her point, and I understand what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, in the end of the day, like going the mean girl route.
That's dope. You just said at the end of the day. Go ahead.
It just feels like there could be more interesting creative ways to get
Oh, I agree 100%.
And that's kind of that bums me out that they don't go a more interesting creative route getting into the relationship between Alexa and Nia more. You know, like they did with Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah.
That build's been pretty decent.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're really getting to the nuts and bolts yeah. of their relationship.
Yeah. No, we talked about this in
weeks
past.
We've talked about it a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm just sort of reflecting on it now as the go home. Like, no, that's completely my way too. But given what we have, yeah, I don't know. If something makes me, with the WWE, I'm not really
well,
sure.
Track record on doing... doing things.
I know. No, I know. I get that.
And then if we come out of Mania and Alexa retains that title.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, it'd be really bad. That'd be bad. So, yeah, it was really cringy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe they've convinced themselves that, I mean, what are they going to say? Yeah, this is a crap angle. I don't want to be a part of it. You know, I'm not going to say that. Kind of feel bad for Alexa Bliss. I really doubt she's having a fun time with this.
I know. I mean, her and Nia are legitimately best friends.
I know. And now, like, so I follow Nia Jax on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's all her and Paige now. She's like best friends with Paige.
She's whichever. Like kayfabe best friends with Paige now.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's cute. But no, it is a bummer. Like they could have explored this in a way because at some point, they're going to be back on the same page, and it's going to be, well, remember when you were saying the word blubber a lot?
Oh, I know. Gosh, that was bad.
It was really bad.
It's really bad.
And the
bad.
Thing that makes it infinitely worse are those fucking words.
I know.
On the screen. Are you kidding me with that? You're going to do that, really? With the words? The word blubber, I have to see that mm-hmm. on my mm-hmm. TV screen? It's not good, man. You know, it is good, though. John Cena. John Cena, he can do no wrong for me these days. What is it, like a 15-minute promo with no Undertaker? And he's just saying the same stuff.
Oh, over and over again.
Over
yeah.
and over again.
Yeah, I mean, he took 5 minutes to try to get the crowd to cheer.
Hey, but you know what? Man, talk about selling me on WrestleMania. When he was dropping...
Oh, he was putting everybody over.
He was
great.
Putting all the yeah. every single match over. I was like, man, this is such a great Mania because John Cena just told me it is.
Yeah. Put over AJ as the greatest in-ring performer in the company.
Do I still have time to get a John Cena shirt? How long? How quick do those? Because I
might have to do some sort of expedited shipping.
That's a good point. Maybe I'll go to Walmart. I feel like they should have John Cena shirts there. Anyways, what did John Cena say in this?
Oh, he just said, you know, I tried everything I did to get Undertaker to show up, and it didn't work. So he said, I'm proud to go to WrestleMania as a fan. He started putting over... the matches, the talent in WWE, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. If I get you this, can you wear it at WrestleMania?
Can I?
Will yes. you?
Will I? Highly doubtful.
Really?
That's an ugly shirt.
What if I take the sleeves off?
That doesn't matter.
Does that make it better or worse?
Well, I mean, there's no ugly graphic on it, so it doesn't really change the fact that the graphic on the front is not appealing in any way.
Can you think of a less comfortable shirt than this Velveteen Dream one?
Oh, that's
one?
Probably really stiff.
Not only is the shirt material stiff,
but all that silk screening on is going to make it really stiff.
Super stiff.
They should have done like an airbrush shirt for him.
Oh, I know.
That's what they should have done.
I know.
Anyways, anyways, then he says, you know, we tried everything we can to get Undertaker. Wait, did we? He says, we did it in Dallas.
We haven't done it here.
We did it in Cleveland. Yeah. We did it in Detroit. But have we really tried our hardest to get... what shirt's that?
Hardy's.
Oh, okay. Have we really tried our hardest here to get Undertaker to show up?
It says Hardy Graw.
That's funny. That's kind of funny.
That brought a smile to your face.
I like a clever, somewhat clever pun.
Yeah.
And so he says, "All right, let's get loud and see if it'll get the Undertaker's attention."
Uh-huh.
And it's like pretty much the same one from last time.
Hold on a second. Wait a second.
This is a WrestleMania 30. Yeah.
It says WrestleMania 30 on this shirt.
The day the streak died.
Sorry, I'm just on shop.com. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude.
And so he gets the crowd to be loud to see if it'll get the Undertaker's attention.
Right, yeah.
Oh, but earlier on, he said, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Silence meant no.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So he kind of apologized to Undertaker.
Yeah. So he's got to be on his motorcycle, right? That's got to be the thing. I am excited about Cena as fan, though, because I think they're going to do what we were talking about, how they're going to show him in the crowd during... the show?
Eating popcorn and hot dogs and drinking beer.
Oh, man.
They should, yeah.
That's going to be my favorite part of WrestleMania this year. John Cena as fan. Like, if I'm bummed out about... Yeah, you're doing what Karen suggested.
Yeah.
If I'm bummed out about not being at Mania this year, it's solely because there's the possibility I could be in the crowd with John Cena.
Yes. Well, I can get Prime shipping. That's cool.
I think I've finally come around to Chongo's... point of view. I now like John Cena more than CM Punk.
I don't believe that for a second.
I kind of do.
I don't believe that for a second.
I kind of do, man. I want him to go over on our book WrestleMania now. The losers leave WWE. Braun versus Cena versus Randy versus who?
Brock.
Oh, Brock. Yeah. I might play a Cena and really try to shoot win that thing.
No, don't do that.
Braun will be gone forever.
You don't want that to happen either.
Anyways, what happened next?
Next, Roman Reigns is backstage. Kurt Angle walks up to him and says, you know, don't hurt anybody. We want to keep this match going. I already lost Cena versus Undertaker. I don't want to lose any other matches at Mania. And Reigns says, well, if Heyman's, you know, like starts talking like he did the week, a couple weeks back, or if Brock does something like he does the week before.
Or for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Disrespecting
me, the locker room, and the WWE Universe. Yeah, I'm going to go out there and whoop his butt. But he says, I respect you enough that I will stay here and hear what Heyman has to say, but if he speaks out of line, I'm going to go out there and fight.
Yeah.
And they made some reference to Kurt Angle selling his gold medals at a pawn shop.
Is that so I was about to look up if that was a real thing.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I mean, I know Kurt Angle hit some rough patches there, but so, okay, here's the thing. This is kind of interesting. We'll talk about this now. I put out a Twitter poll.
All right.
Oh, I'm still on that Hoops guy. He's my favorite, man. I put out a poll. And let's see here. And I said in the poll, poll time. At the end of the day, are you looking forward to Roman versus Brock at Mania? Yes, no, or completely indifferent. All right. What do you think the results were? We've gotten almost 2,000. We've got 1,800 votes.
Indifference.
It has been remarkably even. Not remarkably. So yes is in the last place with 28%.
All right. What is no at?
37%.
Okay.
And indifferent is at 35%.
All right.
So between no and completely indifferent, those are like
over
the top
70% of respondents.
I do wonder. I should have added. See, I need to listen more closely to 538.
Instead of indifference,
politics.
You should have put bathroom break.
No, because that's just no. I should have asked, or my follow-up question would be, had the last 4 weeks or 5 weeks been better, would you then be more into it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like as a go home, it wasn't terrible last night.
It was just pretty formulaic. Because Ray kind of brought up the fact that Lesnar doesn't care, something they kind of dropped for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
You know, sometimes WWE has like a seed of an idea that's really good.
Yeah, and that's just what they started to do with this Lesnar thing.
Like Bray Wyatt last year.
Well, like his entire career.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt's the seed of an idea. You're right. So like you said, like the beginning of this thing with the Lesnar stuff was good.
Yeah.
Why didn't they have Roman last night? When Brock had a wall of superstars between him and Roman, Roman could have dropped the promo of his life to convince them to get out of the way.
Oh, instead he just said a sentence.
Think about it. And then they were all like...
I know, it was a perfect opportunity for him to just to like not only appeal to those superstars staying there, but to the entire WWE universe that he was in the right in the situation.
The guy who's about to hold the Universal title should be able to get that crown in the palm of his hands. He really should be able to do that. And they had an opportunity, because here's the thing about it. Here's the thing. I actually think Roman could drop a promo like that.
Could, yeah.
I think that if they worked all week and said, hey, these are the bullet points we want you to hit. Now work with so-and-so, our best writer, to get it right, to get a really impassioned speech right. I think that could have got people really hyped for this. Mm-hmm. Just one great promo.
I know.
One great promo is all you really need.
Yeah.
We've seen that a million times. One great promo really works. It just boggles my mind that they kind of just, like, this is your big moment. Vince, this is your big moment, and you're just kind of, it feels like it's being half-assed.
Well, that's what they've kind of done with Roman for a large majority of his
very long time. I know.
Next, Elias drops a promo talking about how he can't wait to get out of Atlanta.
Yeah, man, it's great.
Talking about he's going to have the performance of a lifetime at WrestleMania.
Yep.
As he's about to perform a song, he's interrupted by Heath Slater and Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
He has a match against Slater, mm-hmm. a very quick match, which ends with a drift away from Elias. He picks up the win.
Yeah, man, it was great. Book him strong.
Yes.
Just against better opponents.
Yes. Next, Braun's backstage. He's approached by Kurt Hawkins, who's wearing I think it says Pick Me Braun.
So Kurt was on social media,
a shirt that said Pick Me Braun.
Kurt was on social media appealing to Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And then with I think the headliner font. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like the font.
It looked like
it. Yeah.
So he appeals to Braun to pick him as his partner, and then Braun just throws him through a wall. He says, you want your Kurt Hawkins says, this could be my big break.
Yeah.
And Braun says, or sorry, throws him through the wall and says, there's your break.
Yeah. So it's not gonna be Kurt.
It's not gonna be Kurt Hawkins.
It's not gonna be Kurt Hawkins. Yeah.
Maybe Kurt Hawkins comes out and costs Braun the match, setting up a Kurt Hawkins Braun feud.
Probably not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
But God, who at this point is it gonna be?
I don't think it's gonna be anybody.
You just think it's gonna be Braun?
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Like Kurt's so preoccupied with his own match, he can't say no, Braun. You're not gonna have your match.
Sometimes I just forget to do things because I have so much going on, and that could be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, okay, I'm here. Who's my partner? And Kurt's like.
No, Braun's supposed to choose his own partner, not Kurt.
Oh.
Remember?
Nobody wants to be my partner.
Sorry, Kurt, I tried. I asked everybody. Everybody said no.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm telling the truth, Kurt.
I swear, Kurt. God's honest truth. I'm telling the truth.
I asked
everybody. How about this? I'm a big fan of guns. Can I bring a gun as my partner?
What about Giant Hand?
God damn it, get off the Giant Hand there.
Well, they still have the SmackDown fist in the archives, remember?
That'd be kind of cool. He used the grappling hook to bring that out?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And just, like, put it on somebody?
What happens when he tries to tag it in, though?
He's not going to tag anybody in. He needs to have a partner there standing in his corner.
That's a good point.
Next, a Nia Jax interview.
See, that's why we need to get PC. We need to get the PC version of 2K18 so we can start modding it so that Giant Hand can be his
partner. Giant Hand.
Yeah.
I'd be on board with that.
What do you think of this Nia Jax interview?
I mean, I wish it was not in this storyline, but I think in terms of performance, she's been doing a spectacular job.
She's been doing a good job. She's come a long way. Here's the thing that's kind of oddball about it. I didn't even think about this until I read somebody mentioned it on Twitter. Nia Jax, when she was younger, was not... I mean, if the thing is she's a bigger girl, right? She wasn't when she was younger. She was like... I mean, her face, she's model-esque looks already. And, you know, back when she was younger, she wasn't. Like, she was fairly thin.
Yeah, I thought she used to be a model.
Yeah. I mean, I think she still does some form of modeling, but, yeah. So I don't know. Like, it takes a cursory search. The fact that she's talking about when I was younger, I was picked on or whatever, I felt odd. I mean, you can just sort of look it up and, you know, I don't know why they would have been, I don't know why she would have felt that way. So I don't know. But yeah. See, look.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways. I think she's doing good work. I think, you know, this angle isn't because of like lack of performance on her part or Alexa Bliss's part. I think they've been killing it, but it's just, yeah, could have been different. Could have been better.
Yeah.
Which led to a match between, Alexa Bliss, Mickey James versus Dana Brooke and Asuka. Why exactly Asuka is still,
yeah, why is she still on Raw
doing this? I don't know.
Is she going to be on both shows?
I would love it.
Yeah, me too.
That'd be amazing. Probably not.
Do you think it's possible?
Raw needs something in return, though.
Yeah, do you think it's possible?
A couple of NXT picks.
That Asuka wins at Mania, Bliss retains, and then Asuka comes back to Raw and says, I want a shot at your title, and they give both the titles to Asuka.
Okay, this isn't you and me booking. If it was, yes. Like 100, yeah, absolutely. But no, they're not going to do
that. Yeah, probably not.
No. I'd love it. But in your parlance.
Not going to happen.
Exactly.
Anyways, Mickey James tapped out to the Asuka lock. Afterwards, Alexa Bliss attacks Asuka, and then Bliss and James focus their attack on Dana Brooke. Nia comes out, makes the save. Alexa flees, and then Nia destroys Mickey James.
Yeah. Just kind of oddball that Asuka's still around. Heyman and Lesnar backstage. Kurt Angle says, Hey. Tranquilo.
Yeah.
Heyman and Lesnar promo.
Why would he do that? That's just put the scene people in everybody's mind. Like, you know, when you're younger and your parents tell you not to do something, what do? You do exactly what they ask you not to do.
Are you saying Brock Lesnar is essentially a...
No, I'm saying with
a child.
Certain people, if he tells them not to do something...
He does look like a giant baby.
True. They're going to think, this authority figure does not want me to do that. Guess what I'm going to do? That.
Well, here's the thing. This is more to the point. What's Kurt going to do?
I know.
He's just sort of pleading with them.
He sent 8 people from the locker room out to try to break these two up?
Why are the club out there? Why is Balor Club out there?
I know.
Man, they need to be...
Why weren't they with Balor during his match with Seth?
Why are your tag team champions out there?
I don't know.
Get a bunch of other scrubs. Get everybody that's going to be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal on Raw.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be 15 of them, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get them out there.
Yeah. See, that's a better idea.
So they were on the ramp. It was...
Feebar, it was Titus, it was Apollo, it was The Revival, and it was The Club.
Very good. Yeah, so they're all out there making sure Roman doesn't do anything. Paul Heyman does a really long promo. This is a decent promo.
Yeah, it was fine. You said Roman is not going to win, but in some event that an accident happens, that Brock blows
botch.
Out his knee,
yeah.
That if Roman does win, this would be the last time you're going to see Brock and Heyman in a WWE ring. He says Brock will say his goodbyes from a UFC octagon,
yeah.
And Paul put over his social media,
yeah.
Saying I will say my farewells through that outlet.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's not going to happen. He's going to victimize Roman Reigns, retain the title, win at Mania.
Wow, you're really paying attention.
I just watched it this morning.
It wasn't as long-winded as he has been usually or lately, so that's good.
At the end, he says essentially that Roman Reigns is Brock Lesnar's bitch.
Oh, he did say that. Yeah, he did say that's right.
That brings out Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Say anything you want, but don't call a man bitch.
And, the 8 or so men... on the ramp, they're trying to prevent an altercation, got in Roman's way, and he just says to him, really, you're going to let a full-time or a part-timer, you know, do this and cost us opportunity, essentially?
Yeah.
And then Cesaro starts talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And then they
part. Titus looks confused.
They part.
Yeah.
Allow Roman to pass. He gets in the ring. Brock gets out of there like he's going to just avoid the confrontation. Instead, he gets a chair. He gets back in the ring, and then he eats 5 Superman punches.
Yeah. And God bless him, Brock Lesnar sold the crap out of those Superman punches. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. Roman, then, I thought we were going to get another tug of war. Roman picks up the Universal Championship, holds it high, takes his eyes off Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar picks him up, F5s him. Brock is still kind of selling things. He grabs his title and he takes off.
Yep.
So I don't know, man. I'm kind of, it's been this long. If I were to answer my own poll, I would say, yeah, I'm interested. If for no other reason than I was interested before the Royal Rumble, even because I just want to.
You just want to get this over with.
Well, I want to see the match. I mean, people have pointed out correctly the match was decent at 31.
Yeah, it was.
But even before Seth came in,
it was. They were telling a decent story.
So to finally see the coronation, I am, yes, interested in that.
For the third time?
Yeah, for the third time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is the last... Dude, come on.
It's this or
it's got to be this or bust, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be this or nothing.
Yeah.
It's this, man. It's this or nothing.
It seems like such a formality at this point that there's so little intrigue involved.
Yeah.
Like, they really have to put on a stellar match for me to be engrossed in what's going on.
Yeah, well...
Otherwise, I'm just be... All right, I know Roman's winning. Just get on with it.
Okay, so where do you speculate? Where do you think this match is going to fall on the Roman Reigns scale?
It all depends on how motivated Brock Lesnar is.
Is it going to be better than Roman versus Triple H at 32?
Again, it all depends on how motivated Brock Lesnar is.
I think it's going to be good. I think he'll be motivated to put Roman over.
I would like to think so, but if the rumors are true and he's out the door,
it's got to be better than Brock Dean.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that's a given.
I mean, that's
a given, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's the floor.
That
right?
would kind of involve Brock just moving,
right?
And maybe selling one move. That's more. That's he didn't even do that for Dean.
All right,
sell anything for Dean.
Well, I have more questions, more things that we can expect. But I'm gonna save that for predictions.
All right.
Let's open up some mail. We got some mail.
Oh, it's right here.
It's right here.
Did you?
Oh, no. Yeah. So keep the addresses off camera. This one is from Ezra Zealous. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. It's it's like a greeting card.
Is that Marty Scurll on it?
It's everybody. It's the elite.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a holiday from the Women's Wrestling Network.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like a card. Vince is there.
It's like a Christmas card.
And the elite are showing up at Linda and Vince's door singing Christmas carols. She says, "For heaven's sake, Vince, let the boys sing. It's Christmas." He says, "You don't understand, Linda. This is an invasion. Hoping your holidays are too sweet," but then there's a cease and desist over it. Oh, it's from highspots.com.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What the hell? It's a $50 bill. People are just giving us money. This is their super chat, I guess.
Wow.
Wow, look at this. Look at the freaking handwriting in this.
Oh, man, that's really good.
Great. Howdy, Steven Larson. I know it's a little late, but I thought you would appreciate it nonetheless. I apologize that I haven't been able to get on your Patreon yet. Please don't apologize for that.
No, don't
We're
apologize.
Here for everybody. The struggle is real for an aspiring indie wrestler. I will join soon, hopefully, because I love your analytical approach to the world of wrestling, and, of course, your skits and impressions keep it lively. I bought some knee pads from the company on the back of the card, and they sent the card. They sent this card with them. As soon as I saw it, I knew you guys would get a kick out of it. Thank you for all your content and all the joy you spread. P.S. My T-shirt size is a large, so maybe I can send one of our T-shirts. Is that the implication here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you will have a T-shirt. Thank you.
Thank you.
For that, I'll send a whole package of $50 cash.
This is from Elizabeth Jack. Hey guys, I thought you might like something for your new set.
Thanks
for so much awesome videos. And it's Joey Ryan.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
One of my favorites, that Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan. He's got, what does he call it? The U-Pornplex? Does he still call it that?
I don't know if he still has a sponsorship or not.
Joey Ryan. You grab onto his member. Member is one of my favorite euphemisms for
dings. Yeah.
For the ding.
Do you want to answer some questions?
I'm trying to right now.
Oh, okay, I'm already here. Nemo, would you rather go into WrestleMania as a challenger and win the belt or come in as champ and retain the title?
Oh, challenger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially I've never had that title before.
Yep, easily challenger. Haven Elric, power rank wrestlers that Larson could defeat in a shoot match. I want to hear your answers.
James Ellsworth.
All right, that's one. I need four more.
Are we including intergender?
It's up to you. I want you to answer this question exclusively.
Okay. Okay. Maybe Cheeseburger.
Okay.
Maybe Cheeseburger.
All right.
Cheeseburger, James Ellsworth, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Ellsworth and Gilbert are now tag team champions at some promotion. Oh. I saw that online on the internet. Who was that at Virgil Flynn Productions? The little kid that was in there with the Beast and what's that dude's name? Sir
Sledge?
Sledge.
Oh, I don't remember.
Forget his name.
But I know who you're talking about.
Him.
Okay.
And Adam Mayhem.
Ooh.
I'll book you over Adam Mayhem.
He's not going to like that at all.
That's why I said it.
I know. Ivan Ramos, what do you guys think are John Cena's five favorite wrestlers?
Oh, who do you think are John Cena's five favorite
Number one,
wrestlers?
AJ Styles.
Yeah, AJ Styles.
On the current roster, at least. Yes.
Okay,
for
current
sure.
roster.
AJ Styles.
Let's just stick to current roster. I think John Cena is probably really tickled by Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that.
Elias.
Oh, man. Elias might be number two, yeah.
Yeah, Elias. Elias might be number AJ, two. AJ, Elias, Braun, maybe yeah. Finn.
Maybe
yeah,
Finn.
Yeah, that little program with Finn.
Yeah, maybe
I feel like
Finn.
He might like Finn.
I think he probably likes Finn.
He probably doesn't like Seth a whole lot.
Well, because of the nose thing?
Yeah.
You're probably right about that.
I'd say he dislikes him, but yeah. I'm not going to put him on the top five.
Okay.
Definitely not Baron Corbin.
No, he'd make number one of the not list.
What about Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
He put Kevin Owens over huge.
I think he likes Kevin. I think he likes Sami Zayn, too.
Tommy T. Hey, friend. My question is, so besides CM Punk, who are some of the very best wrestlers to never main event WrestleMania?
Oh, man.
It's the people who are actually in WWE. Because there's a lot of people, obviously, in New Japan, or have been in New Japan,
well, yeah,
that
sure.
never got an opportunity. Scott Hall.
Yeah, Scott Hall. Well, Piper did.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Flair was technically ever in the main event of WrestleMania.
Because
this match with Macho Man at the Mania where Hogan fought Sid.
Probably a co-main event, but it wasn't,
yeah,
like
it wasn't
the last match.
Match.
Yeah.
Unless his, I don't think his retirement match was the main event against HBK. You missed a perfect.
Yeah, I thought him or Rick Rude.
You gotta say AJ Styles. He has yet to main event a WrestleMania.
That's
his third one.
You know what? It's so annoying, the whole Royal Rumble thing.
Oh, I know. It should be the main event.
Right. Because, I mean, Randy Orton called it perfectly during that one video.
Yeah.
He was like, I won the Royal Rumble to main event WrestleMania by eliminating Roman Reigns. And then Roman Reigns went on to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's funny. Tyler, is this the best WrestleMania card with the worst build?
Oh, no. This is not the worst build. This isn't even close. I've actually enjoyed the build for the most part. I think the Cena Undertaker stuff, to me personally,
I know a lot
of people will probably crap on it. I think it's been hilariously fun.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really like the Rousey stuff.
Everything with Miz and Seth and Finn has been great.
I mean, for the last 2 weeks, AJ Nakamura has been a good build.
Yeah.
And really, you can just, I mean, if you really want to, you can just look at Wrestle Kingdom whenever they fought 10 or whatever it was as like their true build.
Yeah.
That was his match one. I don't know. I've been okay with the build. I think there's been far worse builds.
Oh yeah.
Like this in terms of the go home shows has been one of the better ones, but it's not saying much because the go homes like lately for Mania have been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, we got that tug of war that 1 year. That was terrible.
Deontay Soignier, power rank the top five snacks John Cena would eat or drink in the crowd at WrestleMania.
Oh, man. I'm so hungry right now, too. Nachos, hot dogs, beer. Well, where are they? They're in New Orleans. They're probably going to have some sort of local...
Like, what do they call them? beignets.
Oh, okay.
Little donut type deals.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Those.
Yeah.
Maybe some gumbo.
Gumbo, yeah.
Gumbo's good, man. I want some of that now.
Yeah.
Or some jambalaya. Man.
Some jambalaya. Let's see here. Nightcrawler, do you guys think there's any chance Bayley versus Sasha can main event SummerSlam? As much as I would love to say yes, and I would totally be fine with that, and I would love it, and I'd eat it up, no. SummerSlam, they're trying their damnedest, and now it's going to be in, what, like a baseball stadium or something?
Not this year. I think next year's.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because this year it's going to be in New York again, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really trying their damnedest to make it like another WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means it's going to be, you know, I would see Asuka fighting somebody in the main event before I could see those two fighting somebody in the main event. Like Charlotte Asuka is a bigger deal than Sasha Bailey. That's why there are singles matches.
Yeah. Gloria Steve Klain, power rank 5 ways Steven Larson would summon The Undertaker for WrestleMania.
We call him on his phone.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, we'd comment incessantly on Michelle McCool's Instagram. Yeah. Number three, we would do a count out, top 10 reasons Undertaker should be at WrestleMania.
He would. We would try to convince the Cleveland Cavaliers organization to invite him back to the arena.
Oh, what a great idea.
And then we would get backstage and just talk to him and say, hey,
yeah,
Mark, like, to say yes or no.
Well, here's the thing. That'd be we can just
say anymore. Yeah.
The Kings.
Yeah.
Because we have an in there.
True.
So, I mean, I used to work there.
Uh-huh.
I have some connects.
Well, we have some connects.
Yeah. But I used to work there.
Yeah, I understand.
So that. I have some connects. And we'd just say, hey, can we get the Undertaker to come backstage? And then we go, you know.
And say, hey.
We tell Fresh Hour to talk to him. If anybody can convince him, it's Fresh Hour. good one. The Minnesota Gardener Snake. Swag, cold. Joe Jensen. Looks like Cruiserweight's going to be on the pre-show. Power rank matches on the main card that should replace it. It's a U.S. title match.
U.S. title match.
It should be a U.S. title match.
Mm-hmm.
That should be on the pre-show.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Minutoli, power rank bronze siblings, including Braun Strowman.
We kind of already went down that.
Oh, yeah, I guess we did. Oh, this is a good question. I'm not Baron Corbin.
Hey, I'm not.
If Cena is going to be in the crowd at Mania, power rank top 5 signs he should make to hold up during the show. He should just do one with like the head cut out, saying "You can't see me," with a have a little string on it that has the hand in front of it.
Yeah, that'd be.
So he holds the side up and pulls the string.
I was gonna say just like a giant Cena head.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a giant Mark Calloway head.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good too. Like Undertaker, and then whatever his streak,
oh, no.
his streak
let's
record
take this
is.
Back to the mid 90s.
Oh no!
Undertaker fears Mean Mark Callis.
There you go. Didn't you? Is that one you did?
No, I didn't do that. I did Razor Ramon fears Scott Hall, or vice versa.
Oh,
I was very clever back then.
It was very clever.
The
Cat Daryl Takahashi. I finally got around to watching AJ versus Shinsuke in New Japan, and I honestly don't think it was a 5-star match. Well, you're wrong. I think it was. He says, has there been any matches you felt Dave Meltzer got the star rating wrong on? Yeah, there's been a lot.
Yeah.
Anything involving Yano that he gives 1 star needs to be at least 3.5,
yeah.
4.
Well, he's just not a fan of Yano.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, look, it's one man's opinion.
It's completely subjective.
It really is. And he even understands that. I mean, yeah. People get such up in arms. You gave it 4.75 and not 5? Dude, come on.
Tranquilo. Broken Tranquilo. Steve, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bummed are you that the Cruiserweight title match is on the pre-show? 11.
All of it.
I'm really bummed.
Yeah, okay, so I'm like, I'm 4, to be honest. 1 to 10, I'm 4. Because it kind of makes sense. It kind of makes sense. As much as I don't want it to be, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Knucklehead 2014. What is the most underrated and forgotten about match that you guys think deserves more recognition? He says CM Punk versus Undertaker, one of his all-time favorites. I'm surprised the end of an era match hasn't received more recognition from WWE. Like in their top whatever Mania matches.
Yeah,
I know. 20s.
I agree. That's sort of
and
the one
that's shocking
that
to me.
I always think about.
But I think it's generally regarded as a quality match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I really like this question, but I don't have like a solid answer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Know.
Is there a Ryback match that we feel is vastly underrated at WrestleMania?
No.
Richard Nason, with Finn and Seth putting on a 4.5-star match. See, Richard Nason, he's got his own star system.
Yeah.
The Triple Threat is the only match that I'm unsure about. How could you be unsure about that? Those guys just put on
a
4.5.
No, I think in terms of who's going to win, I think that's what he's
saying. Oh, unsure about. Okay. He says, now with Miz having his baby, who comes out the winner at WrestleMania? It's Finn 70%.
Finn's got to be the favorite.
It's got to be Finn.
Finn's got to be the favorite.
But you're right. It's Finn or Miz.
You want to play per-view now?
Okay, one last question.
One last question.
Because PJ Segundo finally donated to the channel. So I'm gonna give him a question here. He says, oh, I didn't even read this question beforehand, but it's great. Have you guys seen Brian Zane's new Wrestling with Regret YouTube Championship? And will you guys ever make a Going in Raw belt? Yeah, we had this idea first, by the way. The H title, which we want to put on the line.
Yeah.
At something.
Yeah.
It needs to happen.
Yeah.
And I tell you what. We're going to put this H title. We're going to put it up for grabs. Real wrestling.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody's going to get it.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that damn thing is going to take on Brian Zane. Whatever lump he finds to Ooh. Wear that title is going to go against the prestigious H title
yeah.
in a one-on-one match.
All right, then.
Not going to be title versus title, though. It's just going to be who's better.
Who's better? Champion versus champion for bragging rights.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I saw that this morning and I sent it to you. I was like, God damn it, we were going to do that.
Yeah, we were going
to totally going to do that.
Yeah, we were.
But, hey, you know what? Doesn't mean we both can't do it.
Yep.
We just got to make some money off it.
All right, WrestleMania versus WrestleMania pay-per-view. Of course, pay-per-view is where we quiz each other on the results of previous pay-per-views.
Oh, my God. Look at that Cena shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so bad.
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going
I'm
on.
I'm going to do WrestleMania 22. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm looking at John Cena shirts.
Yeah, right. What are you doing that for?
Hold on, man. WrestleMania.
Look at that one.
What the heck? They're all like boys' shirts. I want like a man shirt.
Well, you can do this when we're not on. You just turn the post show.
All right.
WrestleMania 22. I have 12 matches.
Yeah, you're 22. What did I do? 22, 20. All right, let's try 26. Have you done 26 before?
I don't remember.
Welcome to my house. Show me what you're made of. Oh, beautiful. How many matches do you have?
12.
Okay, Devin.
12?
Shave off the first one because I only have 11.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll go first. Bullet Club Hunter Yoshitatsu took on... No. Shit. What the hell? It was a battle royal.
Oh, Yoshitatsu.
Yoshitatsu won. Okay, I'll ask this then. Put that thumb down. He won. Who did he eliminate?
Oh, come on.
Who did he eliminate?
Just because you botch asking questions doesn't mean I should be punished for it.
Who did he eliminate?
What kind of battle royal was it?
I don't know. It just says battle royal.
Chris Masters.
No, Zack Ryder. You don't get a finger up.
Just because you botched the question doesn't mean I should be punished for it.
You shouldn't be rewarded for it either.
You gave me the answer.
Fine.
Tag team match for the World Tag Team Championships. Carlito and Chris Masters versus, well, Big Show and Kane.
Who's champions coming in?
Big Show and Kane.
Big Show and Kane won.
Yeah.
Okay. In a tag team match for the Unified WWE Tag Team Championship. Well... The Big Show and Miz
All right.
came in as champions.
All right.
And they took on John Morrison and R-Truth. Who won?
Not John Morrison and R-Truth.
Very good.
Next, Money in the Bank ladder match featuring Bobby Lashley, Matt Hardy, Finlay, Ric Flair, Rob Van Dam, and Shelton Benjamin. Who won?
RVD.
Mm-hmm.
Triple threat match. It was all of, what do they call themselves? Legacy.
Yeah.
Cody, Ted DiBiase, and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Who won?
Oh, between all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, Randy.
Of course.
Match for the United States Championship. Chris Benoit, the champion, versus JBL.
What year was this?
I don't know. It was WrestleMania 22.
Oh, so it was 2006. I will say Benoit.
No.
Ben. What a bummer. Money in the Bank ladder match.
All right.
Shelton Benjamin, MVP, Jack Swagger, Matt Hardy, Kofi Kingston, Evan Bourne, Kane, Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler, and Christian.
Jack Swagger.
Very good. I feel like I did this before.
Yeah, you might have done this one before. In a hardcore match, Mick Foley versus Edge.
Edge.
Yeah.
Singles match. Sheamus versus Triple H.
Triple H.
Very good.
Yeah, you did do this one before. One of us did
this one. Damn it.
Next, in a handicap match, Booker T and Charmel versus the Boogeyman.
I'm going to say Booker T and Charmel.
Nope.
No? Bummer. Singles match. CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio.
Oh, I think Rey won that one.
Yeah, he did.
In a singles match for the WWE Women's Championship, the champion, Trish Stratus versus Mickie James.
Trish Stratus.
Nope.
Bummer. I'm not even trying anymore because I already did this one.
Yeah.
And then I gave you one of these.
Yeah.
So I'm not even trying anymore.
All right, fine. Should we just shelve it? You want to concede?
No, I'm not conceding anything.
What are you scrolling for? You can't change shows mid-card.
Yeah, I'm changing shows mid-card.
Wow, what a jerk.
I'm doing that right now. How many matches do we have left?
I don't know. You do the. You want to do this. You do the counting.
All right, here we go.
I think five.
All right, perfect. Let's see here. This is an Elimination Chamber 2010. WWE United States
Chamber. Wait, Elimination Chamber 2010?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Singles match.
I'm not going to bother asking me anymore.
Singles match for the WWE United States Championship. Champion, The Miz with The Big Show versus MVP with Mark Henry.
Miz and Big Show.
Very good. You're up next.
No, I'm not asking you anymore.
Why not?
Because you violated the rules of pay-per-view.
Give me a question.
John Cena versus Batista for the WWE Championship.
John Cena.
No, Batista won at 32 seconds.
Holy crap. All right, well, you win today. Good job at play-per-view. Anyways, that's it for the show.
That's it.
So we don't need to do the thing at the end? You sure about that?
No, okay, we're fine.
All right. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hilton, can you please hit the music for me? Thank you, Hilton. Look at that. He knows how to hit a button. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.